This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The World Health Organization has confirmed the first human death caused by an infection of a subtype of avian influenza. The WHO said a 59-year-old resident of Mexico died on April 24th after developing a fever, shortness of breath, diarrhea, nausea, and general discomfort. Cases of this strain of bird flu, the AH5N2 subtype of the bird flu, have been reported in poultry in Mexico. This was the first laboratory-confirmed human case of infection with the AH5N2 subtype reported globally and the first H5 virus infection in a person reported in Mexico. There is concern among virologists that the avian flu has jumped species, and concern especially because this victim had no history of exposure to poultry or other animals. The person's illness and death were exacerbated by other underlying medical conditions, but the cause of death was by infection of the AH5N2 subtype of avian influenza. The strain is different from the outbreak of another bird flu virus called H5N1 that is circulating among herds of dairy cows in the U.S. and also has jumped species, causing mild infection among three farm workers this year. H5N1 has infected people in 23 countries since 1997, according to the CDC, resulting in severe pneumonia and death in about 50% of cases. The avian flu viruses are classified based on two types of protein on their surfaces: hemagglutinin, or H, which plays a crucial role in allowing the virus to infect cells, and neuraminidase, or N, which helps the virus spread. Many different combinations of H and N proteins are possible. H5N2 belongs to a family of bird flu viruses called H5, which primarily infects wild birds. There are a total of 9 known subtypes of H5 viruses. The Republican supermajority legislature in the last regular session passed a ban on drag performances with a law with vague language and severe punishments, including fines and jail time, for drag performers and for the venues that might host events like drag shows and drag story hours. The Montana law was challenged in district court and struck down. Now, Montana's Republican Attorney General has appealed the court decision to block Montana's drag ban to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals seemed skeptical on Tuesday with Montana's drag ban law currently on hold from the federal judge. The Ninth Circuit judges struggled to find how Montana's drag ban does not violate the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, which protects free speech and viewpoints. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson's office has challenged federal court judge Brian Morris's decision to stop the law from going into effect, citing constitutional concerns. 10 different individuals, businesses, and groups are part of the lawsuit challenging the Montana drag ban. The Ninth Circuit Court judges seemed skeptical that the ban could measure up to the First Amendment and questioned what type of judicial scrutiny should apply. Constance Van Clay, who argued the case for the Imperial Sovereign Court of Montana drag performers, pointed out that currently there was such ambiguity about the law that several Montana cities, including Helena and Butte, canceled events for fear that they might run afoul of the law, risking criminal penalties or losing state funds. Judge Danielle Forrest asked if the state of Montana, through House Bill 359, was not an example of a state restricting or limiting speech based on its content. Van Clay told the court that Montana's laws were not narrowly tailored. Instead, she characterized them as sweeping, pointing out not only did they regulate speech in public areas and schools, but also at private businesses, and that could include movie theaters. The law also added criminal penalties as well as the threat of public venues like libraries losing funding. Van Clay said that Judge Morris needed to stop the law from going into effect because an average person could not tell what speech is unlawful, because few of the terms in Montana's drag ban law, like salacious dancing, are defined. She pointed to more than a dozen examples of words that were not defined, arguing that the law did not give adequate notice about what behavior is illegal. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.